If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, well, God's got an army. We've been proven and tried. So come on over to the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got a banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. We march through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but old Pharaoh won't learn. Then we march through the lion's den, and old Daniel replied, these lions can't hurt me, 'cause I'm on the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, well, God's got an army. We've been proven and tried. So come on over to the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. We march through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but old Pharaoh won't learn. Then we march through the lion's den, but old Daniel replied, these lions can't hurt me, 'cause I'm on the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got a banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over on the winning side. That's the truth.
Yeah, back when you read the Old Testament about Joshua and Jericho and all those battles that they fought, they were on the winning side. But there's still spiritual battles going on now.
We got to fight. We're in a fight. We got to destroy that system that we come out of. Tear down, demolish it. And we're not talking about the buildings, like we said. It's a Gestapo.
Mm-hmm.
The leadership. They're so corrupt, you can tell. They make sure they're next to Ken to get into the position of leadership. The whole thing is corrupted.
It is.
And we're tearing it down. We're exposing it. And it's surprising. It's just you and me that are on board on this. They all know that they're being mistreated. And the way they treat people, and that's what got me on the move. I saw how these leaders ought to treat the people, like that J.K., how anybody that didn't agree with him, had he would go and demolish them and put them in Auschwitz and terminate them because they would oppose them. I saw how he was dealing with these oodles. He went to oppose them and he put them in the house, just like that Pope did back in the Dark Ages. And then he did it to that Ben from Rock Lake and put him off the job because he simply began to question him. And he didn't stop at nothing. He had his tugs and that's all that happening. And then the Lord began to deal with me. Well, go do something about it. What are you going to do? Like Moses back in the day, he saw how these Israelites were treated from these Egyptians. And then God moved on him, and he went and killed an Egyptian. And God moved on him to get the children of Israel out of the clutches of these Egyptians. And the same thing here. That's all we're doing. That's God saw our need and our desire. We saw how people were mistreated and all that. So God moved on us to step up to the plate. For 2 years, I was rebelling. I was like people do today. The Lord was moving on me to go up and bell that cat and step that vampire on Crystal with his diabolical plans and schemes. And the Lord did it all. He just led me and guided me, and I was rebelling for 2 years against it, because I knew if I step up, I saw what happens to people that step up to the plate. I saw how he would go in there and take them off their job and terminate them, and I saw how we did with that lady over the hillside. All she said, she just said a little bit of something. And that boss up at Riverside, all he said, I hope he doesn't win that court case. And he put him in the outs, just simply because he opposed him, just like these popes did mm-hmm. back in the Dark Ages. And there, everybody would just kind of take it for granted. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's right.
But the Lord was dealing with me, and step up to the plate and stop that vampire. And the first thing he did, he got me to go to this prayer meeting, because I realized, I'm not fighting. You're not fighting with the man. Mm-hmm. He's fighting with the devil.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. And the first thing, the only way you can deal with the devil is through prayer. And I went to a prayer meeting, and of course, at the end of the day, I got terminated. And all that stuff, and what motivated me. I saw how people were being mistreated from these thugs, from these leaderships, and to this day they're still being mistreated. Just because we got rid of that vampire from Crystal, that system keeps on going. Then they formed up a committee, and then they can even worse. And we're still chipping away. That's been 30, 40 years when we're chipping away. But see, we'll keep fighting, we'll keep doing, we'll keep exposing these thugs. But at the end of the day, we're living in a time and an hour. There's nothing left of that leadership. They're corrupted. All it is a power trust. And you can see how they operate. They make sure that their next of kin, it always stays within the family. Especially in that holy circle. You can see what happened down at the Rosebank, at Paul there. He's dead now because they think they're going to live forever. So what did they do? He makes sure they make a preacher, and then he makes sure just two of his boys get thrown in the hat. You know, it's all politics. It's all dirty, rotten politics. There's some good people down at Rosebank. I know them. But he made sure just his two boys get in the hat. It's just rotten to the core, the whole system. And that they all do the same thing. That Leonard from Delta, he's the same culprit. He's the same crook. They make sure just his two boys get thrown in the hat, and nobody else has a chance. And when you go back and look at the mother of the sons of Zebedee, see, that same spirit is here again today. That the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus, and she wanted one of her boys to be fire one of boss and one to be preacher. I'm just putting it in today's language, see what happened then. When the other boys heard it, that what they wanted, they were jealous. They were indignant. They didn't like that. And it's the same thing today. There's people down at Rosebank that were indignant when it just his two boys get put in the cap. You know what I'm saying?
It says filled with indignation.
Yeah. What does indignation mean? Well, they were very disappointed. They didn't like that program.
Mm-hmm.
And rightly so. And it's the same thing today. Why should just their next of kin, their family members, get the job? Because it's a crooked system. There's other people that, like I keep saying.
Well, if it would be a system that's real, then the Holy Ghost would be the one that would select the preacher. But you know, that whole system is built upon a carnal foundation, then you can, then everything about it is carnal. Now, if there would be something spiritual about it, then it would reflect spirituality and line up with the scripture. But because it's not, it doesn't line up with the scripture, and it's pure carnality.
Yeah, it's crookedness. They're human beings. Yeah. And like over in ruling ages, you know, if the Holy Spirit had anything to do with it, he would have picked my son there, because that guy that they put in for preacher, he's a pure juice for a human being. We run into him about a year ago over here at the Tim Hortons. We asked him a few questions. He's a lunatic. How did he get to be preacher? It's beyond me. But anyway, that's the crookedness about it all. And like if the Holy Spirit would have had any say-so, I don't think he would have picked him. But see, the whole system is corrupt. It's just a carnal thing. And what we're doing, we're just exposing it and doing exactly what God, Jeremiah, I set you to set up and to destroy, to break down, to expose it, and then to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And that's all we're doing. At the end of the day, there will be no more of this hierarchy of these crooks. Because it's all part of Babylon. Babylon is coming down. It's coming down. It's going to be destroyed. And if you're part of that, it's going to happen exactly what said says back in the book of Revelation. The kings of the earth, the potentates, and their children, and all these tugs, they'll all say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us from him that is coming back. It's just up here. And this generation. Now, what are you doing? We're just exposing it. We're doing our part for now. But see, that's what the motivating factor is. That's why you and I are where we are today. Because we see it. We see it rapidly approaching. Mm-hmm. The king made a feast, flowery banquet, invited all his men to come and play. But it ended now before the night was over, that the kingdom that he had would pass away. As the crowds began to roar in drunken slumber, how worried look soon took his smile away. As he looked, he said, behold, I see a finger, and it's writing something on the wall today. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be weighing the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. There's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. Now this world is getting closer to destruction. As you walk the streets, you can hear the word doomsday. And we all know that something's soon to happen. For wicked men refuse to stop and pray. Soon laughter will one day turn to mourning, and the cries for help will be heard far away. Like the king when he finally saw the message, it was then that he realized he'd waited too late. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story and today. Don't be waiting the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. Now this world is getting closer to destruction. As you walk the streets, you can hear the word doomsday. And we all know that something's soon to happen. For wicked men refuse to stop and pray. Soon laughter will one day turn to mourning, and the cries for help will be heard far away. Like the king when he finally saw the message, it was then that he realized he waited too late. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be waiting the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for you need. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the world again today. We've been beating the drums here for 30, 40 years, and it doesn't seem to, the more we beat, the more they put the brakes on.
Mm-hmm.
But the things we say, they're 100% accurate. They're lining up with scriptures. It's just it's the end of all things that's come by now here. This is it. This is the last chapter for mankind. And we're just telling people, we don't have no other job to do. It's all headed for destruction. Just right here in this very generation. Because the corruption is of such magnitude. Mm-hmm. We've touched in the pulpit. They control the people. They terrorize the people. They're using their position to terrorize people. In the name of religion. In the name of Gemeinschaft. But see, it's ending of all things. The Lord just began dealing with us 40 years ago to get ready for the day and hour we're living now and to warn people. It's coming. There's a lot of people that are innocent and all this. That are getting the crossfire. But see, there's nothing they can do. They terrorize them. Then they threaten them. Then they terminate them. And they make it hard for them. Well, the part is just about over.
That system has a hold on a person when you're there. Because I know it wasn't until I left that all those tentacles that religious system has had to let go. You know, and even after that, it has powers, that spirit, to draw people back into that bondage, you know. If you don't know what you believe and why you believe it and why you left, you know, and on the grounds, what Jesus did for you at Calvary, people are pulled back to that system oftentimes because that pure spirit is so strong of religion.
They use your family to try to break you, to try to tear you down, just like these popes. They're capable of doing exactly what these terrorists did back throughout the Dark Ages. I was laid up for 2 years, and I got an opportunity to read the Fox's Book of Martyrs. I read it through twice, and it's exactly, they're operating just like these demonic forces did back in the Dark Ages. They're capable of doing the very thing. They're capable of digging you down to the burning at the stake. They're capable of stretching you and to terrorize you. They're doing it today. These preachers in the pulpit, they'll stop at nothing. It's the same spirit and they're capable of doing. And sometimes if you push them in the corner, that's exactly what they're doing. They don't care about your family or they just told me that's not your family. They belong to the church. That's not your wife. She belongs to the church. And they don't stop at nothing. To this day, they're still on their warpath. Trying to use people to terrorize you. To this day, they got us in the out simply because we told them the truth. But see, we didn't start this journey to stop middle of the road. We're going right through, and we're not going to stop until that whole thing, because we're living at the end time where everything will be demolished because Babylon, that's that religious system. Babylon, no matter mystery, Babylon is these religions. The Catholic Church is all these religions, all these harlots that are tied to these religious systems. They're all coming down. They operate exactly. They got the Roman Catholic blueprint, and that Leonard from Delta, he operates on the same principle, and these people in these pulpits, these preachers in these pulpits, they all operate on the same principle as the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, it's coming down. Babylon is coming down. And we're just here to walk in with the Lord, really. That's the bottom line. The God of this evil age has blinded the mind today of people who walk their own way according to God's own word, denying the things He's done, of sending His only Son, accepting the creeds of man, rejecting the Word of God. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by now. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, and follow the words He gave, accepting the Word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by thy ear. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words He gave, accepting the Word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by, and I hear. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. We're at the end, just that simple. Get clear and clear every day. Come on over on the winning side. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed this heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim His own. We must keep this thought in mind, by His word it's almost time. It's almost time to say goodbye. The world that vexes heart of mine, trials face on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim His own. We must keep this thought in mind, by His word is almost done. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that vexes heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim His own. We must keep this thought in mind, by the word it's almost time. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire. Don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed his faithful light of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Its truth is marching on. That's where we're living in time. We're right at the end. Never believed I'll ever be able to understand all this stuff, the book of Revelation, where we are at time. We don't only understand it. The Lord has given you and I the mandate to put it out there, exactly via the scriptures. Mm-hmm. We're not playing a game. We're just pretty much fed up with all these tugs, these people in the pulpits of this world, terrorizing people, using their position of power to manipulate, to terrorize people. But see, we've been given a mandate to tear down, to destroy, to bring it out, and to bring it to nothing. And to expose it. That's all we're doing. We're exposing the crookedness of it all. They know that Glenner, he knows I'm right. Because I've been in his kangaroo courts. And they heard me say, right, to that Blumiger, Jake, when they were done with me, they operate like, it's like a kangaroo court. They already know what they're going to do with you. And I'm not mad at them. I just begin to see the corruption, and I volunteered. Lord, use us for your glory. And the Lord began to deal with me. For 2 years he was dealing with me to step up to the plate. And I fought it and I rebelled against it because I knew what happens to people when they step up to the plate and they confront that system. Because you're not dealing with a human being. I'm not dealing with that Leonard and all these thugs. I didn't deal with that J.K. guy. I was dealing with directly with the kingdom of the darkness. With the devil, with Satan himself. And that's who controls these preachers and these pulpits. They don't even know it themselves. A lot of these people are caught up in the crossfire and they got to do a job like my dad. He didn't want to go down that path, but there's nothing he could do. He was part of the regime and there's nothing he could do to get out. In order to get out, you got to go through the Auschwitz rigmarole. Some people, they decide they're not going to do it. They're not going to be preacher and all that stuff. But then there's a penalty to pay. And you're kind of locked into it when you get that system going. Because behind it is the spirit of Satan. It's just pure slavery. And all we're doing, we're opening up the cavities. We're exposing it for what it is because we've come to It's the tending of all things, and it has to be exactly what the Bible says. It'll, at the end of the day, everything will be exposed. We're just exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. But see, they've been so calm. They brag themselves. They've been here for 500 years, and it said must be of God. Mm-hmm. Well, they've been, for 500 years, they've been deceived. They've been hoodwinked.
Yeah.
Other right down in hell, and they don't even know it. They think when they die, they go to heaven. Well, there's enough. There's enough proof. There's enough people that died, and they've seen it. How they've seen a lot of Hutterite down in hell, and it's the same thing today. That old preacher here from Allen River, he was in a coma, and then he came back and told him he saw hell, and he saw a lot of Hutterite down there. And then they said, well, he was on drugs, and he didn't see right. And then we had the episode with that guy from Forest River Colony, that boss, that Joe Mandel. He was dead for 17 minutes, and he had a out-of-the-body experience, and he did exactly what that rich man begged Abraham would do. Send Lazarus back to my father's house to tell him I'm not in a good place. And see, everybody knows about that, but the devil keeps putting it in the back burner, doesn't want nobody to rock the boat. What we're doing, we're exposing all these things. We're bringing it back to life, and then that Joe Mandel, he came to our house and he told us what happened to him. He was trying to get into heaven, they wouldn't let him in. And the reason being, he believed in the wrong thing. That Hutterite thing did not take him to heaven the way he thought. He thought if he's a good Hutterite, he's going to automatically go to heaven. But he found himself on the wrong side of the fence when he died, and he came back and he begged and pleaded to get another chance. And he was still alive after that for 3 years, and he made it his business to go around to all these colonies to tell them exactly what happened. And he came up to our place and told my dad exactly what happened. And he tried to get into heaven, they won't let him in. He said, John, we're being deceived. We're being tough. We're being duped. And then he said, there's got to be something out there somewhere. And I heard him. I was sitting just 5 feet from where he was speaking. And I told it before, but see, I heard him, and I knew ever since that time, I lost a lot of sleep, and he told my dad, there's got to be something out there somewhere. If we're willing to put our life on the line, we'll find it. And that's exactly what I did. I lost it all simply because I heard that man's voice ringing in my ears for 15 years. I would hear him say, there's got to be something out there. And I went out there and I went looking and I put my life on the line. I said, Lord, there's got to be something somewhere. And the Lord told me to go out to Vancouver. And out there I found it. The ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. That's what we're doing. We know we're right. We know at the end of the day it's all going to happen exactly the way you and I say it. Because there's no two way. There are no two channels. There are no two chapters. There's only one way, and that's the way for the church here to live, say God sent the prophet. Then once I found out about it, I went down and told his boys about it. They didn't want to talk about it. They wanted to sweep it under the rug. I told that Hunter, I told that Leonard from Delta. I told these Hunterites, these leaders. They told me you got till sundown to get out of here. Well, the truth keeps marching on. Whether they like it or not, they're just up the road here. And this generation, they're going to have to face the wrath of the Lord, the wrath of the Lamb, the day of the Lord, when they come back and they'll say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us from him that's coming back, from the wrath of the Lamb. Because it's one day that you don't want to be caught in a crossfire. That's what we're doing, And we're not vain. We're not walking on eggshells either. We're just telling it the way it is. And continue with that 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now I, Paul, appeal to you personally by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Well, I'm not quite that gentle as Paul was. I got fire in my bones. And I'm not walking on eggshells either. I, who am meek, when present among you. I guess sometimes he went and visited them, and sometimes he wrote him a letter, and he heard a lot of things going on. But I am full of courage toward you when away. Yeah. Now I ask that when I am present, I may not have to be bold with the confidence that I expect. I will dare to use against some who consider us to be behaving according to human standards. And we're not doing things according to human standards. We're walking in the Spirit. We're doing what the Lord wants us to do. We're exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. For though we live as human beings, we do not wage war according to human standards. But see, we don't go in there with guns and knives, and we don't debate and things like that. For the weapons of our warfare are not human weapons, but are made powerful by God for tearing down strongholds. We tear down arguments and every arrogant and obstacle that is raised up against the knowledge of God. For we take every thought into captive to make it obey Christ. That's the ministry of our mission here, so that people come underneath the rulership of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they begin to stand up for truth. Like I say, we should be the only one doing this here. There should be tons of people already on board. Because we know we got the truth, and they also know we got the truth, but they're rebelling against the truth. That whole Heartland colony down there, they know that I got the truth, because I was down there working with these guys. And that's why their kitchen burned down. That's why their buildings burned down, because they're rebelling against the truth that I brought to them 20, 30 years ago when they started up that place. They know. They all know that I'm right. That Leonard knows when I'm right, because, like I say, I was in his kangaroo courts, and these preachers that don't really right. But see, now that time is rapidly running out, and then what they're doing, they're rebelling against the truth. We're also ready to punish every act of disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. See, we're obedient to the Lord. I had to fight. I fought for 2 years, rebelled against the Lord before I could go up and bell that cat, and knowing very well what it's going to cost me, knowing very well what they're going to do to me. That's why it took me, for the Lord took me 2 years to break me down. He did over these 2 years. I went through literal hell, because my whole world was caving in. One day, driving along down to Washington, And stopped at the stop sign, and just ready to move ahead, and here this big semi right in front of me, just within seconds, it had to smash right into him. See, the Lord, He can take. Close your eyes, that when you run right into a semi, and I did that. The Lord spoke to me, "What good is your life? Give me your life, so I can use it, and I want you to step up to the plate and speak for me." And then one day I was going to town with my family, and somebody came out to pass another car. It would have been a head-on collision, but the Lord took the wheel, and then steering wheel turned him over onto the shoulder, and just by a hair split, we'd been all killed. And the Lord spoke to me, "What good is your family if you're dead? Just give it to me and go up and step up to the plate." And for 2 years I was rebelling with the Lord. Well, finally He broke me down, and I went up and belled that cat and dealt with these vampires, with these preachers, with these tubs in the pulpit. And you know the story. At the end of the day, he was terminated, and then that was under that, when still everything was still one unit. And when the J.K. was in charge, everybody knew he was a crook and a terrorist and a pope and everything, a vampire, operated like these popes did in the Dark Ages. Anybody would oppose him. Like I said earlier, he got rid of that Ben from Rock Lake, and he got rid of that, he got these Zulus to come back and apologize to them, and things like that. Everybody knew exactly that it was operating like a dictator, and nobody was. Everybody was afraid to do anything about it. Well, somebody had to put his life on the line. And I saw all these things happening, and I volunteered, "Lord, use us for your honor and for your glory." And just like Queen Esther, God was not going to move. He was going to let that vampire destroy that whole structure until somebody was willing to put his life on the line. And you and I, we were willing to put our life on the line, and if I die, I die, like Queen Esther. She said, "Well, if I die, I die." And then God saw that, He came to her rest. He kept her asking the same thing here. When the Lord saw I was willing to put my life on, lose it all for his sake and for the sake of truth, that the Lord went on the move. And then one year later, about 9 months to the day, he got there with that Supreme Court, and he got disconnected with that. The Lord clipped his wings. But see, that spirit is still alive. And what they did then, once they got him out of the way, they that gift faction they created, they got themselves seven. See, they still didn't get rid of the devil. They still didn't get rid of that vampire. And then they made a committee, and then they got seven in their committee doing things a lot worse than that J.K. ever thought of doing. It's the same vampire. It's the same diabolical system. Just because he get rid of the J.K., that spirit still lives on. Then he jumps on that Levi from Westruck and that Denner from Delt, and they put these crooks in as a committee. They put my dad in there too, but my dad, he tried to do what's right, and then they just kind of used him as a puppet. So one day he said, well, you don't listen to what I have to say. Anyway, so he resigned from that garbage, from that committee. Because they're operating just exactly the same way that that crook did down in Crystal. And then he just resigned one day, and simply because he couldn't go along with them. But see, that's what we're fighting. That's what you and I were up against. We're up against that whole smear. It's so corrupt, that whole system. The Satanists and here and there. And all we're doing, we're just trying to expose it before the end comes, so they can at least repent of it. And then we give people that are willing to step up to the plate, like I say. It shouldn't just be you and me that are doing this here thing. There should be hundreds of people already stepping up to the plate and letting them people know we're done, follow your program. You take your servants exactly out there, like I told them for 30 years, take them out and burn them up, because they were written by a bunch of antichrists. Because they don't know how these antichrists work. That is Satan. He knows the Bible better than anybody does. So what he does, he gives you 100% the truth, but he will not tell you what's going on. He will not tell you that God sent the prophet. I was there for 45 years, and not one word did I ever hear that God sent the prophet, and here in these closing days of time, here in the church here in Laodicea, because you won't hear. The devil will make sure you never hear about the truth of the day, the hour we're living in. He'll tell you everything except that, oh yeah, he's got some good sermons out. They look 100% the truth, but it's what they don't tell you. That's why I keep saying the deceptions of such magnitude that it's what they don't tell you. Like Jesus said, the deception will be so great that even the very elect would be deceived. And I don't say that their servants are true, but it's what they don't tell you that makes it so deceptive. And we're just telling people the truth now. We got the whole counsel of God, and that's all we're doing here in these closing days of time, because that's the only mission we have, to warn people here in the lost and dying world. Everything is coming down to an end, and Babylon is falling, and that's all we're doing. It's just that simple.
That's right. A lot of these preachers, they do everything for appearance. You know, they make it appear to the people that they are really something, and they're able to bring that across. And the Pharisees did the same thing, and Jesus told them, but all their works they do for to be seen of men. And that's really what they're doing. They want to be seen as they are these holy people. But they don't know that all their works are rotten, because it's not based on the truth. If it's not built on the truth of God's word, then it's all going to be the end destroyed. And these people, they just have these positions of power, but there's nothing behind it. Like you said earlier, like they say, we've been around for 500-600 years. But so has Roman Catholicism. So has that fourth beast. Like, it's been around for 2,000 years and it's still going. That doesn't mean anything. That means that that the only thing means it's behind it is a spirit that's keeping it alive, you know. Mm-hmm. That's really what's driving it. It's really a spirit that's keeping these religious organizations alive. But when God will famish all these gods out there and expose it in front of the people what it really is. Until that happens, like we can only expose it and bring these things to light. But once God starts to famish it and people will start to see what's really going on, we can only do our part. And once God starts exposing it and shining, like really what we're doing is exposing it, but it's not going to be destroyed until the time comes for it to be destroyed, is what I'm trying to say. Like Babylon and the Babylonian kingdom, it had a purpose, but until its destruction, it had a purpose. And then the Medes and the Persians came over, and then that was destroyed. See, all this fulfills a part in God's plan, but when the time will come, it will crumble and fall, just like it says, like Babylon is fallen. And that's part of that whore system, those little harlots out there, because it's not following that channel that God has. Like, you go through the grace age, God had those seven stars, and in those stars he had a message for the church for that era of time. And in the church age of Laodicea, he sent a prophet, and Brother Jackson, Brother Brenham, and they had the message. And anything outside of that is deception, because there cannot be two messages going on here. We know a lot of these people that don't fulfill their calling, they'll end up at the sea of glass, because there is no other place for them to go, because really it's like they didn't reach their full potential, and then they have to be killed on that sea of glass. And we can only expose it. We can only tell people the truth. But each person has a responsibility to do something about it, because if they don't, then they're gonna be swept away with that with the judgment that's gonna come.
Yeah, they brag they've been here for 400 years, but they've been going to hell for 400. When they die, they go to hell, out to hell, and that. Because they're not standing up to the plate. They're rebelling against the truth. Time and time again, the Lord has come amongst them, and they're trying to direct them the right direction. That's what they're doing to this very day. They're rebelling against the truth. I told you, I've been in their kangaroo courts, and they know what I'm standing for. That is, like I say, that hard land calling knows what I'm standing for. But they're rebelling against the truth, and then disaster hits. And they wonder why. That ladder knows exactly what I'm standing for. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly when that Jake Blumengar got up. He was running the show at that time. And there was a whole bunch. I think there were 30 of these highfalutin ministers there. That Leonard was one of them. And when he was done, he said, "You got till sundown to get out of here. If you're not out of here by sundown, the sheriff will come and pick you up." So, okay. So I got up, and very respectful, I said, "Jake Fetter, you're the leader here, right?" "Yep." I know I said it before, but I'm saying it for a reason. And then I said, "You're what the Bible would call the religious leaders." "Yep." I said, "Who crucified the Lord of glory?" "Where are you going to go with that?" "I'm going to tell you exactly where I'm going to go with that. You have got nothing on me. All I did was tell you guys the truth, and you heard the truth, and you got nothing on me. And now what you're going to do, you're going to make my wife a widow, and you made my children orphans, simply because I'm telling you the truth. You'll stop at nothing. And you're just like they did back in the days of Jesus. They hired a Roman army to get rid of Jesus. That's exactly what you guys are doing here." That's right in front of them. They all heard me say it. And I said, I'll get out of your hair. But first thing I'll do, I'm going to tell the Lord exactly how you guys operate here." And that's what I did. I walked out, and then my wife became a widow, and children became orphans simply because of their diabolical kangaroo court garbage. And then, see, you might think I'm mad. I knew all that was coming, But I was prepared and I had my roots down and I wasn't going to compromise. I wasn't going to back down. So what happens, the low down of it all, that low down person here, that preacher from Somerville here, but he did. He knew I was innocent and all that. And he knew they were all guilty. So what does the low life do? He goes and tells the people, tells my children, oh, he didn't want his family anymore. So he set it up so he would terminate them. See the low down of it? That's why I say, they'll stop at nothing. They'll operate just exactly how these thugs did back in the dark ages. And all we're doing, we're taking the cloaks off to expose to the people how crooked and how diabolic that system is. The Satanists that have done it. Yeah, they get up, they put a hat on, they get up and preach and all that. But it's all in the name of deception. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. That's why I say these sermons were written by a bunch of antichrist, and it looks good, and all they're doing, they're promoting that communistic, diabolical, socialistic system. That Hutterite colony, all these Amish, all these groups, these Society of the Brethren, all it is a camouflage. It's a system, it's a first-class socialistic system, all in the name of Kamashim, all in the name of God, all in the name of Hutetum, all in the name of Amish, it's all one big mess. And so behind it is the spirit of Satan. He's got it all engineered to send people out to hell and death. It's just that simple. And all we're doing, we're exposing it for how corrupt they are. Here in these closing days of time, and like I say, we should have tons of people that are on board telling other people the same thing we're telling. But see what they're doing? They're doing what I did for two, rebelling against the truth, fighting against the truth. But the Lord was dealing with me, like I said earlier, time and time again. I almost got killed a number of times, and the Lord was dealing with me. Come on, step up to the plate, because one of these days it's going to be your last warning. And I knew I only got so much time to step up to the plate, and that's what I did. I step up to the plate, and I began to put my life on the line. I began to speak up, and before you know it, I was in the kangaroo courts, and they just terminated me. They did exactly what they did back in the dark ages. But see, here in this hour, back in the dark ages, they could take you down and put you on the stretchers, torment you and terrorize you, and they finally burn you at the stake if they couldn't get you to compromise. That's what they tried to do with me, but I refused to bend, I refused to bow, I refused to bow, and pretty soon, you know, that eventually at the end of the day, they would terminate you. That's like taking them down, burning at the stake. If the law of the land would allow, they'd have burned up 10 times over already. But see, the law of the land doesn't allow it. Not yet anyway, but as time goes on, that's probably what's going to happen, because they'll say that there comes a day when they'll kill you and think they're doing God a service. They all thought they're doing God a service because they're so brainwashed and so polluted with religion that they don't stop and think what they're doing. And then when the Lord finally does open up, what does that idiot do over in Somerville? Oh, he didn't want his family anymore, so he set it up that he would terminate him. And that's why I say there's no bottom to what these people will reach down to. But we're just exposing it. And see, they're fighting. They're not fighting with me. They're fighting against the truth. They're rebelling against the truth. And the people that hear it, and they're not stepping up to the plate, they're also rebelling against the truth, because we're telling people the truth. And there's enough proof out there what we're saying. They know very well what we're saying is 100% true. But see, they don't want to get their feet wet. They don't want to pay the price. They don't want to be they don't want to be identified with the reproach of Christ. It's just that simple.
Yeah, you gotta be on the winning side. See, we know we're on the winning side because we're following what God has for the hour, and that's what makes you on the winning side. Like they have no side to be on, and you know, just like Jesus said in Matthew 11, he said, "Woe unto you, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you." See, in this hour, mighty works have been done. Like, I'm so surprised, like, how little you hear about Brother Brennan, because when you look at his ministry and his healing ministry, you can see only the divine God can do what he did. He was able to let people know their diseases, and then in the name of Jesus, he healed them. And see, God, that was all revealed to him because he had a gift of discernment, and God was trying to do help people raise up their faith and believe that this is God's prophet. If you will follow what he has, then you're going to have eternal life, and that's why. In the same way, when with Jesus, when he was here, there were some places that his own country did not receive him. And you can see that the judgment hit those places, you know, because they could not receive him. And then and that's the same way with this hour. The judgment is going to fall on this generation too because of rejecting what God had.
That's why I keep saying I'm surprised there's not more money on board. You know very well how corrupt that system is. They've heard me say it over and over again. But see, they figured if they ignore it, it's just going to go away like an ostrich, like you keep saying about an ostrich. What an ostrich does, when danger comes and right ahead of him, and then he puts his head in the sand. That's exactly what they're doing. That let her know that what we're saying is right. That car from Delta knows that what we're saying is right. That Eli from Hidden Valley, they all know, they all listen. They're not sending them books, and they know that we're right. But see, they got it made. They're sitting as kings and queens up on the podium, and they got it made. They got control of the people, and everybody is under them, and they sit as the queen, you know. But see, that thing is coming to an end very rapidly. That's why they'll say to the mountains fall. When I read it years ago, I didn't know. I thought it's the king of England. But see, it's the king in the Bible is people that are in a position of power. That letter, he's the king of that Hutterite, of the Gip faction. That Arnold, he's the king of that Euler faction. See, these are kings, and spiritually speaking, you know, they're in the position of power. And so it is with these Hutterite preachers. They're a king. That Hardy from Vermilion, he's the king of Vermilion. It's just that simple. And then you go to the next colony, and there's another preacher there, that Levi from Bellevue, he's the king of Bellevue. Then you go across the road, and Windy Bay, that Lord, he's the king of that Windy Bay colony. But these are the people that the Bible talks about, the kings, the priests, and the potentates, and the leaders, they will say to the mountains, fall on us into the hills, but hide us from him that's coming back. If they do not accept the invitation to the marriage supper of life, they'll fall under the wrath of Almighty God. Because there's only one message here in the church, here to Laodicea, and that's the message of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. If you reject that, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. Oh, we're doing, I'm giving a mandate to tell it and put it out there and let the chips fall into me. That's all we're doing. That's it.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord. We just want to try to expose these things, the spirit that's driving these religious organizations, Lord. Bring it to the light, Lord. But if you don't move on the hearts of the people, then it's all nothing, Lord. But we just pray, Lord, that you'll move on the hearts of people, Lord. Help them, give them the understanding, Lord, and the courage that they need, Lord. Whatever you would require of them, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.